Fisher. I am with Oliver Rader. His new book is Seven Games, A Human History. We turn to checkers because checkers always struck me as a young person easier than chess. For example, all the pieces look the same, so I could stack them up, and all you had to do was get to the back, and something magical would happen, the back row. But turns out there is someone we all need to remember when we play checkers. His name was Tinsley. He's gone now. He's born in 1927. He left us in 1995. Who was he, Oliver?
Marion Tinsley was the best checkers player there's ever been, and indeed, I would argue, the best competitor at any competitive pursuit in the history of the world. There was a 40-year stretch of competitive checkers play where Tinsley played thousands of games and lost exactly three times. So this was sort of his prowess at the checkers board. And in real life, he was a minister and a math professor. And it was sort of checkers and his Christian faith that sort of occupied his life, in equal measure, it seems. And insights into the game of checkers would come to him out of the clear blue sky, he said, just like his insights into scripture. So this is the man. And this man, Marion Tinsley, caught the attention of a man named Jonathan Schaefer, who was a computer scientist at the University of Alberta, who got it into his mind that he wanted to conquer the game of checkers. And he wanted to beat the great Tinsley. And I don't want to spoil too much of my opening chapter, but what ensues is this great, for the most part, friendly, epic, heartbreaking battle between Marion Tinsley, the human checkers player, and Jonathan Schaefer, the human computer programmer. And I would inject one thing into this story, which is oftentimes these battles are billed as man versus machine or human versus machine. But I'm careful to note that, you know, that there is really no such thing. I mean, there were humans that built these machines. So these human versus machine battles are really human versus human, just human in two different guises. And Tinsley versus Schaefer is one of the greatest of such battles that we've seen.
These computer programs that are written to play games, we've mentioned the fact that you can do one for chess, one for certainly one for poker, one for checkers. Did the machine programmers learn from the games? I know that they're looking to defeat the games, but have the games been teaching these computers so that we have the 21st century ahead of us and the games will continue to teach?
Yeah, I think the answer is yes, but not always. So the broader goal of this games playing computer project is not to beat the games per se, but it's to improve artificial intelligence, to expand our knowledge of how computers might one day, quote unquote, think, and so on. And indeed, very much seminal computer science has been done on games. So ideas, for example, in something called neural networks, right, which is sort of the modern, what we mean when we say AI in 2022, were the first time these were ever used in any kind of successful way was playing backgammon, right? So this is incredibly important. And important ideas in deep learning and development of new processors, hardware was done from Go. And these games have really fueled the engine that is computer science.
Let's go to backgammon because you write, this is the new game to you of these seven games. It's unknown to me. You play it in the park like chess is played in the park. And what is it's an ancient game. You say it was discovered in a tomb, 2,500-year-old tomb. So what is the challenge for backgammon in the computer? Is it similar? We have just about a minute and a half.
Sure. So I was talking earlier about how sort of adding features and to games as we go through the book. And backgammon is the first game that adds randomness. And this is difficult for the computer because it increases the possibilities every turn. You know, before you move your checkers in backgammon, you roll the dice, which injects a whole bunch of things that can happen. And this is hard for a computer to grapple with. How humans grapple with this is pattern recognition. They recognize things from something they read or a game they played in the past, and they have a sort of intuition for these patterns. And this was difficult for computers until neural networks came along. This is also work out of IBM. And neural networks are sort of modeled, loosely speaking, after neuronal connections in the human brain. This idea that there's a network of connections strengthening and weakening over time.
We have 30 seconds. Go ahead, Oliver.
And training on backgammon was how Gerald Tesoro, the IBM engineer, proved that this could work. And now these neural networks proven on backgammon are installed everywhere in our daily lives.
Games, 7 games, a human history. Oliver Rader is the book. Enjoy. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.